Lesson 4. Behind Every Great Artist is a Cartel, Part 2. Still not convinced cartels are important? After looking at the stories of the 6 famous writers in the previous lesson, we can make 4 conclusions about the effect of cartels. Number 1. Relationships matter. The underlying argument behind Story Cartel is that relationships matter, even in the arts. This doesn't mean you have to be charismatic to succeed. Instead, it simply means you should do your best to be relational, to treat others, example, your readers, publishers, agents, bloggers, journalists, and other writers, as you would like to be treated. Have good character. Give generously of your time, attention, and resources. Be humble, especially with those who aren't as far along as you. If you want people to pay attention to you, pay attention to others. If you want to be published, help someone else get published. If you want people to know you're a good writer, talk about someone else's writing. John Updike was one of the most respected novelists in the 20th century. But he was also a huge supporter of other writers, reviewing dozens of books every year for The New Yorker and The New York Review of Books. His reviews often launched young writers, including Jonathan Safran Foer, into literary fame. In the end, it's as simple as this. If you want your writing to be treated with respect, treat other writers with respect. This will do more to help you create your cartel than anything else. Number 2, the lone genius is doomed. Without their cartels, none of these writers would have become the giants of literature that we know them to be. Their cartels made them. Hemingway would have been nothing without the influences of Dos Passos, Anderson, Stein, and Fitzgerald on his early career. Kerouac would be just an unknown alcoholic, and not the author of one of the greatest novels of all time without Burroughs, Ginsberg, and most of all, Carr. Shakespeare would have been a middle-class merchant without his band of Chamberlain's men. You get the picture. If you think you can make it off your genius alone, you're hopelessly mistaken. The good news is that if you're not a genius, you have just as much chance at success. Number 3, cartels make everyone better. Cartels multiply effort. They inspire new ideas. They help you think outside of convention. They encourage you when you doubt your talents. And they constructively criticize you when you're working below your potential. They create opportunities for publication and help promote your work. You can't win the World Series without a team. You can't make great art without a cartel. Number 4, location matters, but less than it used to. A few years ago, a Harvard researcher named Isaac Cohan conducted an experiment asking, which team is more effective? One that has members in several different countries, creating a worldwide perspective, or one where all the members live and work nearby? In other words, does proximity affect work quality? The answer surprised them. They found the most successful teams worked within 10 meters of each other. The least successful teams lived more than 1 kilometer apart. Cohan says, if you want people to work together effectively, these findings reinforce the need to create architectures that support frequent, physical, spontaneous interaction. In all of the examples of great writers we talked about, their cartels either lived in proximity to each other or frequently visited each other. While the world is changing and digital tools are bringing us closer together, face-to-face interaction is still the best way to build relationship. Can you create a cartel with other writers and creatives where you live? Can you go to writers' retreats and conferences to interact with writers who don't live nearby? How can you use proximity to create your cartel? Of all of these, which do you think is the most important to you and your writing? Share your thoughts below in the comment section of this lesson.